Yeah, there's a little company up in Munster, Texas that you may have been reading about recently. That's because the co-owner decided that the dog food they made was so good, he'd eat it exclusively for a month. But the fact is, this company's been around for a long time, back to 1932, and they've been in the pet food business for the last 20 or 30 years. And here, the survivor of eating his own food for 30 days, Mitch Felderhoff, who's the co-owner and president of Munster Billing. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you are a believer. And you make all kinds of, I mean, you don't just make the kibble, the dry stuff. At least you've got, what, freeze-dried so you can add to the variety?
Yeah, fortunately, having the freeze-dried helps a lot because it's just meat. And so we've got beef and chicken and elk, and I can reconstitute it and eat it different ways.
Is that what the pet owner does too? Do they reconstitute it?
Some reconstitute it. Some take it and just crumble it over the food and use it as a topper. And some use it as treats. So it can be fed a variety of ways.
Well, this is one of the most intriguing marketing gimmicks I've ever seen in my life. And I know you've gotten a lot of coverage for it. And it's well deserved. But I mean, I guess it comes down. I looked at who the major producers of pet food are in this country. And my goodness, Nestle, Smucker, Mars, Colgate Palmolive, Blue Buffalo. You're taking out all of these people.
Yeah, we don't have a choice.
But how?
One day at a time. One day at a time.
How do you get distribution?
So we're fairly small in what we do. We're pretty niche, but we did just pick up a distributor in West Texas. It's actually going to cover about 11 states. And we put most of our foods into independent feed stores and independent pet stores because we can't compete with those guys on the grocery store level. They'll write a check and buy our shelf space. And so we've got to get creative on where we're going to sell the food and how. And so we also do it on our digital platform on our website, munstermilling.com, and deliver straight to people.
You know, I don't know why I keep forgetting about that, but I mean, that's sort of the great equalizer, maybe not complete equalizer, but the fact is that you can appeal to somebody in New Hampshire on a website from Texas really does give you greater reach. Have you exploited all that?
Yeah, no, we are, every year our e-commerce sales are probably growing by almost 100% because there's people out there that need a food that doesn't have all the crap in it, but they don't know where to find it. And you can't necessarily go to Kroger or Target to get it. And so, you know, they resort online to find some of these boutique and smaller companies to get a product from that's better for their dog. And that's where we've been able to kind of find a niche.
Chewy, which is owned by, I think, PetSmart.
Yeah.
It came along and they distribute lots of foods. Are you in that group?
No, we're not on Chewy. You know, as a smaller company, they like to push them around as well. And so after the fourth or fifth time they said they needed more marketing money, we were tapped out and just chose to go our separate ways.
But so where are you right now? So you're adding, and you'll be in 11 states with this distributor bringing on. But where are you right now? I mean,
right now, mostly in Texas. And so Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, San Antonio, and the Houston area. And then anywhere we can ship it back online.
And you still, I mean, the company goes back to the 30s. But back then, what you were selling, it was like any small town grain store, I guess. You were making food for cows and horses and pigs and chickens.
Yeah, no, we used to make everything from, you know, anything livestock. If it was on a farm, we could pretty much feed it. And now we've exclusively kind of settled into, you know, high end equine feeds and high end premium pet foods.
So what's the fourth generation? You and your brother are running this now. What's the fourth generation brought to Munster Milling?
So we've brought forth quite a bit of change. You know, I think every 20 or 30 years, a business has to go through some significant change to keep going. And we had gotten to a point where pet food had really come as far as it could go. You know, at the end of the day, it comes out of a machine and it's a brown kibble. And so we looked at that and said, okay, how do we change this? How do we innovate? What do we do to make sure that we're still here in 80 years? And so that's why we added the freeze-dried process to where we can add raw meats that are shelf-stable. And use those to mix in with the kibble to add enhancements to make natural supplements that don't have all the glycerin and all the junk and artificial colors and preservatives in it.
That had to be a major expense.
It was not cheap.
and did you have reasonable assurance that it would be successful?
Yes, it is successful. And I think you have to do your best from gauging the market and staying engaged with your customers and knowing what they want. And we had enough feedback that everyone felt confident that what was coming next was freeze-dried and that it would be the next big thing. And so we kind of took a leap of faith. And, you know, you do the right thing and you focus and you show up for work every day and keep getting after it, then eventually good things will happen. And when we're all in, typically we make it through.
Well, and it sounds like, but if you're picking up 11 states, you're probably going to have to ramp up production again pretty soon, aren't you?
Yeah, my brother and I are actually flying to Wisconsin in a week and a half to go buy two more freeze dryers.
And that's where the thrust will be, is in freeze dried.
Yeah, freeze dried is going to kind of be the lead on the growth, and then it will bring kibble with it.
Fascinating. So, any interesting stories that you've come along during your quest for the last month of eating only your own dog food?
Well, it's hard to drive past a fire hydrant without wanting to stop and piss.
You ever chase cars?
Occasionally. I live in a cul-de-sac, so fortunately, you know, they just drive in circles. You know, it's just fighting through the boredom was the most difficult part. And there was one day in particular where we were filming a documentary out of this thing, and we had a camera crew out to the house, and so they wanted to see me eating everything. And so I had to eat and eat and eat. And I was not eating much, because if you've ever eaten dog food, it tastes about like it smells.
What?
And so I
That's
was...
horrible.
Yeah, I know. It's not great. And so I wasn't eating a whole lot. And that day, I probably ate about 3 pounds total of dog food. And at about 2:30 in the morning, I could have beat Usain Bolt in a foot race to the bathroom.
Well, you've got a very, very tolerant wife to put up with all of this. And we hope it pays off. I'm sure it will, and that you're going to be successful. So you're ramping up. When do the freeze dryers arrive, and when do you start cranking it out, do you think?
We'll have two more probably in production by mid-April, mid to late April.
Hey, that's quick.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you all the luck and congratulations, and it's good to see you still standing.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And your breath's a lot sweeter than it used to be, too. Mitch Felderhoff is president and co-founder, co-owner of Munster Milling. And you sell under what, Munster Milling, among all these the dog foods?
Yeah, all of our brands are under the name Munster.
All right. Makes sense. For more of our conversation with Mr. Felderhoff, go to krld.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.